tear me up. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You've got your little way of hurting me, they're not too big, but they're real tough.
Are you staying in here tonight? Your dad went in.
You knocked me down.
No? No wonder you didn't like the growlers.
That's a stank face. That's not me saying no. It's a stank face, Bob.
Oh, wait. Where's that fiddle? Right here.
So good.
That is just in the pocket right there, isn't it?
I would throw down at a concert like this. Just my America tank, just both rock fists in the air.
I would be wearing my big, like, yeah, my, like, American flag MC Hammer pants.
We should go to a concert like
some
this.
Some Crocs. Are we rolling?
Yep.
Some Crocs. Maybe a tank. You know?
I'd wear a tankini.
A tankini? What's
I would
that?
Rock a tankini. There's like
bikini bottoms and
yeah,
a tank top.
Yeah, it's a tank top.
What's a tankini?
It's a tank. It's like a bikini with a longer. It covers my midriff.
It's like the modest.
Yeah.
The modest bikini.
Yeah.
Like the one you have to wear at church camp.
Yeah, there's your visual. My cowboy
I'm picturing
roots.
That one. That's horrible. Yeah, folks, that's real country music, everybody. If you're wondering,
so
if you're wondering, it's out there. Dwight Yoakam.
Is he still touring?
Blake Mills right here.
Blake Mills. New guy?
Yeah, he's pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
Plays a mean slide. This was 2010, but I think he has a. Let me fast forward to it.
So is he considered country?
Nah, he's like a singer-songwriter. Here we go.
That's
here it is.
Me.
Here it is. Here it is.
I think Cale's trying to get us off the country music thing.
Have some respect.
Little slide guitar.
I'm free like a bird.
Some of that reminds me of some of that song, some of the music they play in the background of Parenthood.
Yeah. Yeah.
This kind of stuff.
Kind of offbeat, kind of off the beaten path kind of thing.
Goodness alive.
Yeah.
If that doesn't do it for you, I don't know what does.
Dwight Yoakam.
That's a good song.
That's good.
We still got to get you a cigar box guitar.
I know. So they're going to make me one.
Well, but they didn't do it. I've been waiting for my cigar box. Don't have one in my hand, do I? You tell me we're going to get all this stuff made for me, and I don't get crap. You know, it's like cigar box, string, no, gonna make one for you 3 years ago. Hi.
I have three cigars left, and then you can have the box.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they're kind of cool because, like, some of the cigar boxes were like metal, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Well, they made them out of like those, the old metal canisters the crackers came in and stuff back in the 50s.
Back in the day. That's in your day. That's not my day.
It's not my
you're four
day.
Years older than me, so.
That was not my day.
That was so, you're so that much older than day. I am.
Who said they were gonna make you a cigar box guitar?
No, remember I gave you the link and you were going to buy him one.
Oh, it's your fault, Caleb.
Yep.
You just want me to order it? I just didn't feel like I had the full green light. I felt like it was yellow. Like, oh, give me one of those. But it was like
that
in
was
passing,
before you
like
decided,
you're thinking about other things.
Yeah, but that was before you realized you had the power of the card.
That's true.
I remember the first week he realized that.
That he had the power of the card.
We got Starbucks every meal. It was great.
It's freeing. It's the first one's always free, and then they get hooked. And then we have to, like, hey, Caleb, come here. Just some ground rules. You can't buy Juju fruits or just on your day off.
The receipt shouldn't have a comma in it. Right. Yeah, you gotta put your foot down.
You spilled your sandwich.
We have a limit where we can't have Fiji water every day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about what Freight just ate. Freight ate a cheese sandwich. At 12:15.
And how did
at night?
He justify it?
I had an apple earlier. I'm all good.
He had an apple like what a
so
week ago.
So wait a second. That was just cheese on two pieces of bread?
Gruyere cheese.
We're going to start calling you cheese.
Smoked Gruyere cheese.
You are the original
Gruyere's
cheese.
Gruyere's good. That's
on
good.
A nutty nine grain.
We used to go out, bread. Seriously, we used to go out and play at your house. We play like wiffle ball out in the backyard, 105 degrees,
oh, yeah.
Humidity 120.
Didn't care.
And he'd come in, he'd be like eating a block of cheese. Not a piece of cheese. A block, just gnawing on yep. it like a rat.
Wheel.
Yep.
Just rat gnawing on the end yep. of it. Then he'd wrap it back up in cellophane and put it back in. Chris's house was amazing. And Freight's house was great. You know why? Because Aunt Faye had a big, she had the best drawer ever. It was in the kitchen, bottom drawer, filled with Hostess snack cakes. Snack cakes, oh, yeah. Twinkies, ding-dongs. Ding-dongs, a Little Debbie snack cakes.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And I was like, I always thought, why is this here? If it was at my house, it'd be gone. I mean, we eat all that stuff.
But everybody came in when they'd come over. Everybody goes straight for the coach. You go over there and open the drawer.
Yeah. You know what else about at your house is that O'Fallon water tasted different.
Did it?
To me. I loved it. It had that kind of metal kind of... Like it was like a strain
like
through
chewing
water.
On a penny?
Like,
yeah, that sounds great.
Like strain through a mattress.
Had a copper tinge to
like
it.
Like Sam's Club water. You ever had like, Sam's Club water?
Like you got that's a cold sore, you're bleeding
that's
in your mouth.
That's the worst water.
Really?
Yeah, it's
the
tastes, worst.
Wait a second. From the bottle?
Oh.
It tastes like...
It's so bad.
Yeah. It tastes like it's got zinc in it or something. You can zinc? Actually taste metal. Yeah.
It's so like it. Bad.
Wait a second. I've noticed that in some... I wasn't sure if it was Sam's water. It might have been Walmart bottled water you're talking about, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about
I'm
bottled.
Starting to get better at that now since I've hung around you.
Mm.
You being the water snob is
I'm
that...
making waves.
I'm serious. It's like I won't drink water if it's not like spring water.
No.
Like if it's purified or has... A lot of them have sulfates in it.
Yep.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's chlorine. The purified's got chlorine in it.
Well, and those purified waters probably by law, they put on the front that they have added minerals for taste. And like, we just skip right over that. And we just
minerals?
Drink it.
Like,
yeah, like minerals added for taste. Just weird. Like the purified tastes- water will...
Yeah.
Like, what? I mean, I think water's pretty good by itself. Why do we need to screw with it?
This tastes like limestone. It's delicious.
Well, you know, Darren Streblo, he was one that kind of started that whole conversation.
About water?
Mm-hmm. When he was on here, because I asked him what he wanted, and he goes, well, I'd, you know, pretty much spring water, nothing purified because they put chlorine and stuff in it. So he was the one that kind of started down that path. So, yeah, the water I buy, like the Ice Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Ice Mountain.
What? Why are you laughing?
I almost said something.
Ice Mountain. Ice.
Ice Mountain.
That's funny.
It's 100%.
It's funny. We went
spring
on the,
water.
Reminds me, we went on the Viking cruise in Europe last month, and Wojtek was the guy's name. He was the piano player, the lounge guy, kind of alcoholic. You know,
kind of
pretty alcoholic. I mean, Polish sweet guy, but he just didn't like his job. But he's really good. And instead of YMCA, he sang IMCA. He want to stay at the IMCA. So then by the end of the week, we're all singing IMCA. And I don't think I'll ever sing that song without singing IMCA.
Oh, my
but
gosh.
Yeah, the water is, I think you've rubbed off on me on the water snobbish.
Okay,
snobbery.
So this is what I'm drinking right now. And Freight, put this down on the list of things for the bus. It's Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water, but it's sparkling lemon. Three simple ingredients. Great tasting spring water plus delicious fruit flavors plus invigorating bubbles. And I was worried. Oh, thank you, Matt. I was worried that Matt just turned off the fans.
AC.
It's not as loud. I was worried that they'd be adding other things like sugars and whatnot, but it all says 0 grams.
What kind is it?
They may be lying to me, but
keep the bottle.
No difference. I'll put it to you in an email.
I love your father-son relationship.
Urgent.
It's so sweet.
I'll
text
flag
you.
It as urgent. No, this is really
that's
good
where
stuff.
We're at.
We
that's
had
how
it
we
in,
roll
in the Green
Room. Comedy Bus.
No, this is really good. Whatever you normally buy is at the Ice Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's excellent. You know what I saw today? Okay, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how we liked the Nestle.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was looking in the green room for water. Exactly.
Purified.
It said
that's
Nestle
why I quit.
Purified
well, that's
water.
Why I quit buying it.
I was like, get it out of here.
That's why
get
I started buying Ice Mountain.
Get it out, Jason.
So you guys are telling me purified is bad. So if something's been purified,
it's just that it's not spring water. They've added minerals to it.
And, to pure it.
And Darren Streblo even said that they had chlorine. And you know what? I had a bottle of water the other day that was purified, and it did not taste good.
Well, 2 weekends ago at the venue that we were at, they gave us water, and it was all purified, and our throats were all dried out. I had had, you know, and we're drinking water like crazy when we're working, so I'd had like 4 waters or something before I realized it was just totally drying out my throat. And we were flying, so we didn't have another option.
I'm in my 40s, and this is the longest conversation I've had about water. Like, you guys are so serious about it.
Well, there's a serious thing.
These are serious issues here, Bob.
Yeah.
I drink, like, clear water.
Like from the beach? Like clear water beach?
Like whatever comes out of the tap. Is that bad?
Ugh, tap water. It kind of depends on where you live.
Yeah.
In St. Charles, the tap water is awful. So I have a Brita filter. But, well, you probably have nice tap water in the Woodlands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a guy that like stands outside with a pump and pumps it in for us. And, you know, it's very nice.
He's got carbon filters.
We have an old well with a bucket. And we bring it up for real.
That old wooden bucket.
From the Lewis
and
Clark
days. The old oaken bucket. That hangs in the well.
Can we talk about what you're wearing?
Yeah.
He's kind of like, what was from Back to the
That's
Future?
It's cold in here. I always, in this bus, I always, it's, it, I don't know.
But are
it
you
feels
just cold
good.
On your torso?
We turn the air on. Yeah, was that too loud?
Now
was it too loud?
Well, we can turn the fan down.
Are you hot now?
Yeah, I'm hot.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you've got you've got your life preserver
only
vest
do so
on.
Much.
Like,
I'm dressed in layers. It's July 20 something.
You look like you're on
the
mountain.
To low.
Like you're about to, except for the hat. You look like you're about to go skiing.
When in Rome, sir.
He's got a flannel on.
I kind of want a Ricolo. Or what is it? Ricola?
Ricola.
Yeah. He's got a flannel on with a big puffy North Face vest and his, what would you call that hat? Like your mob hat?
Mob.
It's like a fedora.
Yeah, like your odd job from James Bond Nightfire. You know, the guy that threw his hat.
Isn't that a fedora?
Oh, yeah.
It's called a fedora, right?
Is that a fedora? It's more of a flat hat.
Yeah.
What defines a
well,
fedora?
Well, I've got my earphones over the top of it, so it
kind of
smooshed down
kind
a little bit.
Is that
out.
A new one?
No, I got this at Epcot Center.
Okay.
I've had it for a few months.
That's the same one.
Yeah.
It looks more brown than it did before.
When I broke my foot. Remember, I broke my foot at Disney World. I got this hat.
We were worried.
I was worried.
Mainly because our jobs were in jeopardy.
That's what they gave you because you broke your foot? Was
no.
that their lawyer?
It's perfect.
No, no.
Sorry, you broke
their
your foot. Here's a hat.
Their lawyers showed up really quick, though. They heard the snap and then came out. Did you hit your head, sir? You hit your head, sir. No, I did not hit my head. Sir, did you hit your head? I didn't hit my head. I didn't hit it. No, I didn't hit it.
Yep, just keep juicing it.
Give me some cotton candy, sir.
And a turkey leg. Come on, let's do a callback.
And a Mickey popsicle.
That was from like, five episodes ago?
Yeah.
You're kind of.
See, I listen.
It's dry here, though. We got to talk about that in Denver. Yeah. Mm. Every time we come to Denver, Colorado, or Mile High, or whatever, you're never here long enough to acclimate. So we're all just trying to get through the show. You had an issue, didn't you, Bob?
Yeah.
The show
I ran out. I did 3 jokes, and then I actually was doing a joke about the altitude where I ran across the stage. Mm-hmm. As I was doing it, I was like, well, this was a bad idea because now the rest of – and I was only on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, trying to catch up.
I was out of breath. I was like – I don't know how you played the harmonica that long because the little bit I played, I was out of breath.
I told you what I did. I went out in the audience. I'm playing the harmonica. This kid had some Rolos, you know, the caramel, chocolate-covered caramels, which are my favorite. Frozen Rolos. Hello. Is that not the greatest thing? Oh,
yeah. Frozen Rolo.
Candy from a stranger.
Take that, Russia.
I've never had a frozen Rolo.
Yeah, I used to freeze all my candy. I did. That's the thing. Like kids today, they got the iPhones and all that stuff, and they're doing all. I used to sit at my brother's basketball games with a pack of Starbursts, and I would unwrap them all, and then I would squeeze them all together and make little animals with my dirty little kid hands. Then I'd eat it.
Who wants some Starburst with hair?
Let me just make sure that I interject here and say that his brother's only 3 years older than him.
I drop it under the bleachers.
So when he was in high school playing basketball, he was a senior.
No, this was his ABC. This is like when he was in traveling league.
Oh,
he was over at ABC playing.
Tim's a freshman in high school.
Yeah, that's what I did. But I used to freeze my candy. You guys never did that?
When
frozen
I worked
Snickers?
Snickers.
Cheese is, had his hand up.
I don't really eat candy.
That's right.
But when like I was chocolate. People don't know that about you.
Yeah, he
Caleb
like
does
chocolate.
Not like sweets.
Not a huge fan of the sweets. I
hates chocolate.
I'm He's more sucker. Of a savory. He's a savory. He likes savory.
I'm a sucker
flavors.
For some apple pie, like cinnamon, apple cinnamon. I love that stuff. But I can only eat like the amount that you take to try a piece of pie at like a store. Like if they give you a sample, that's the amount that I can
a
handle.
Sliver. You're,
Why?
You're down for a sliver.
Because I would just rather have like a steak like some, like or a like steak a hamburger or something salty, like. I don't, some salt. I put salt on everything.
I like something salty.
Salty like salt.
Like salt.
Like a salt block instead of an apple pie.
Yeah.
Like
that's,
I love,
that's cool.
Yeah.
What I'm for Christmas,
you don't like chocolate.
Big salt block.
No.
You're the only person I think I know that doesn't like chocolate.
Not a fan of the chocolate. I love goldfish. Like if I'm going to snack on something, it's going to be like a chip of some sort or a cracker.
Chip, a cracker.
I guess a goldfish is
a small
a
animal-shaped cracker.
Yes.
You like animal crackers?
I love animal crackers.
I do the animal crackers dipped in peanut butter. That's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't tried that.
It's got to make little sandwiches. Like, you ever do that? Watching a movie? I'm going to go make some animal cracker peanut butter sandwiches.
No, I've never had animal
it's
crackers
delish.
And peanut butters. You know what's dangerous, though? Is if you're... If you find yourself in the children's ministry portion of a church building mm-hmm. and you navigate to the snack cabinet.
Yes.
And you open it up and there's like a vat of animal crackers and you just have the entire bucket
shovel.
To yourself.
Like a 5 pound
that's,
tub.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... That's
you guys
one
notice
of the most
that the
dangerous
podcast
situations.
More and more just revolves around food and drinks. And
sometimes.
Well, I'm trying not to eat late, so that's all I have on the brain right now because I haven't eaten since like 7:30.
I just gave in tonight. I wasn't going to eat, and then
so. Oh yeah, I was supposed to hold you accountable.
It's not eating late anymore. I'm off of that. I don't believe that anymore. Eating late. I don't think it matters.
See, but I'm
eat.
Behind you, so now you're sending me on this emotional roller coaster because I just try to follow you, but it takes me a couple months to get there.
Yeah. An emotional
and
roller
I'm gone.
Coaster.
So now that I've finally like forced myself to do that, because you're like, hey, this is it. You know,
I'm like Sean
late.
Penn's
no,
character like, in The Life of Walter Mitty. Every time he gets some lights, I'm gone to another place.
So what do you
I'm
want
shooting
now?
The snow leopard.
What is
Here's
it now?
What I think eating is.
Waking up at 5 a.m. and like smelling your feet. It's got to be something else that's weird. I don't
what?
Know. You're into weird stuff.
Get up.
I think I finally figured out what eating is all about, and it's eating, just eating less. Eating less. I heard that Dolly Parton, she'll only eat like what she can fit in a cup.
Yeah.
Of course, it's like a big gulp cup, but
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
no,
I'm say her cup.
No, no.
64 ounces.
It's eating whatever I want, but it's only a smaller portions. I'll eat all the fruit that I want. Every time I want some fruit, watermelon, whatever, I'll eat whatever I want. But it's when it comes to meals, like today, we had a sandwich. Me and Bob had a sandwich at Barnes & Noble, and I had half, and that's it.
And you were fine.
And I was fine.
So would you say
feel
you'll,
better
you'll eat whatever you want?
But it was awkward
yes.
because he smaller. Wanted to
if I want something that's got like a piece of pizza, I'm not going to eat three pieces, but I'm going to have one, maybe one and a half, and that's it.
Like, he gave me the other half of the sandwich, but he tried to lady and tramp me, like, his, where he was eating
we,
his
we
half
started,
down.
Yeah, at each end of the sandwich.
It got very awkward.
Yeah.
And we had a guy tell us how to learn Spanish, which was great.
That guy was huge.
Yeah,
he was like the guy on Harry Potter. What's the huge character in Harry Potter?
Hagrid.
Yeah, he's like Hagrid.
Yeah.
He turns around because Bob's talking about learning Spanish, and this time he turns around, well, the best way to learn Spanish is going to the sauna at a 24-hour fitness.
That's what he said.
That
that's what he told me. Yeah, that's exactly
is that
what he
said?
Said. Yeah, and it really was like we were having this, we were kind of over in this corner in these overstuffed chairs, and we were having this kind of nice, because I hadn't seen Tim in a while, and kind of like, and he really did, I almost didn't even notice him, but when he turned around, he was really close.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then he started talking about all his other, like evidently he's known 20 other languages and stuff.
It's a polyglot. That's
so he's been in a lot of dry saunas.
Yeah.
So
word
that's
of the day.
What you were talking about.
Someone who knows a lot of languages. Okay. You know that phrase?
Polyglot?
Polyglot?
Polyglot.
It's somebody who knows a lot of languages.
I didn't know that.
Poly meaning many, glot meaning glot.
But he, but he's learned these off the 24-hour fit.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I was like, how many saunas have you sat through to learn Russian and French and what all do you know?
He's like, whew, this is enough for me today. I'm,
he's a big guy.
It's kind of a thing. It's kind of a thing that I do.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my story that happened in Barnes & Noble today. And I don't, I tread lightly because I just don't know. So I'm just going to tell you what happened, okay? So I got a couple of books. I bought Alcoholics Anonymous, and I bought a new Bible.
Okay.
They're packaged together, aren't they?
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just saying that it's. I'm reading a book, and the guy, he references Alcoholics Anonymous, just the 12-step program, and just kind of, it helped him, and it just, I don't know, it's just good stuff. It's just good.
So you bought both of those at the same time.
Just, I bought both of those books.
You bought both those books at the same time.
That's a great combination.
Well, I'm going to get this Alcohol Anonymous, but I think I'll get a Bible, too.
One of these books should help us.
Well, here's what happened. So I have both the books, and I go up to pay. And the person at the register was transgender.
I saw
and
that.
I've seen transgender people in my life a few times, but you know, nice person, you know, it's just nice person. We're kind of making small talk. He explained the chip on the debit card, which I didn't understand, you know? And I said, did you guys know what the chip on the cards do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says that it's like more secure. Like people, he says that there's a device that people can walk by you and scan your wallet and get your info.
Yeah. Yeah, they sell backpacks that cut that off.
How does that happen? What's that thing called?
I know the backpacks that they buy. My brother bought one. And you can take it through the airport because evidently in the airports is where that happens a lot.
Yeah.
Where people will have these little scanners and they'll just walk by your bag and it'll read your – but I've only seen it in the movies. I've never talked to anybody that's happened to.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a rumor started by the backpack people.
My mom has a card that you can put in your wallet that blocks that.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Well, or tinfoil. I guess you wouldn't know if that happened to you, though. You would just assume that some waiter or waitress somewhere or whomever stole your debit card information. So you wouldn't really know if somebody used that against you.
Well, I was on a tour with Axl Rose and Mr. Rogers. We were doing a tour of
Rogers.
We're up in Canada and we're playing Uno with I was playing Uno with Slash and he smells weird and I told him, I said, Slash, that's a red four, so you're gonna play four, play the red, and he had a rainbow card, right? Like, dang it, that guy, he drove me crazy, but he beat me in Uno
I'm trying to think of somebody else's name.
Here's what I love. I love that Tim would be doing this even if we weren't recording the podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
He'd just be sitting on the couch
so,
just doing this.
So Rod Blagojevich was, he was in the next room and he's like, he likes listening to stupid music. He likes music. He's just like dumb, like, I don't know, like old 80s stuff that you ain't even hear, like this. The one about the chess game and all that. Anyway, I mean,
okay, this is going on. Anyway, so the guy, he's transgender, and it's like, and I'm talking to, and I'm trying to, okay, and I'm okay, I'm processing, and it's okay, it's we're having a conversation, and I'm trying to make small talk, and I felt a little, you know, I'm going to be honest, I felt a little awkward because you don't want to think. Anyway, so we make the small talk. I make the transaction. I am a Barnes & Noble member, so I saved a few bucks. And at the end of it all, I said, thanks, man. You know, hey, thanks, man. And I walked off, and I could just feel, oh, I said, man.
So, wait, have to explain.
Yeah.
You have to describe what he looked like, or she, or whatever.
He was about 6'2", and ponytail. And he was wearing a blouse.
Oh, so it was a man that was a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
And I said,
yeah, that's bad.
I said, cool. Thanks,
for you
man.
To say that.
I said, thanks, man. And I walked off, and I just, oh, and I just, oh, I could just feel like he just sighing, just like, you know what I'm saying? And I just felt weird about it.
Just turn
and
around.
I felt no. But here's the thing: is we were still there, and then I went to the restroom. I came out.
and he was going into the break room, and he passed me going to the break room, and I said, "Hey, dude, you know, I'm sorry. I said, thanks, man."
You called him dude?
No. Well, that's coming. I said, "Hey, I apologize. I said, thanks, man. And I just don't know what to say. What do you,
I think that's the best thing to say is just say, "Hey, I honestly don't know what to say.
Yeah. I don't, and I said, just like, yeah. I didn't know what to say.
With? Right.
And he said, as a woman, as ma'am. So yes, ma'am. And I said it again. I said, "Cool, man." I said something, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm that. And then I walked away. I'm like, "Okay, buddy." I said, "Okay, buddy." And then I'm thinking, "Is buddy? Can you call a woman a buddy?
A woman can be your buddy.
Can a woman be your buddy? Better. But it's like, it's kind of calling your mom buddy,
yeah, pal,
yeah.
Or your wife buddy."
But yeah. Did he have a deep voice?
Because
the best would have been if he had said,
"Yeah,
no,
it was
no problem."
If it was the same
yeah,
one,
yeah, it was almost like he had a deep voice, a male.
Yeah, I mean, compared to mine.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of is.
But that's what happened.
Yeah,
at the Barnes and Noble. But I'm glad I had a chance to at least say, "Hey, you know, I didn't back there."
You remember?
And here I'm buying a Bible and an Alcoholics Anonymous book from a transgender person.
Nothing sums up 2016 better than that story right there.
And, I don't know. And I don't feel like, because sometimes when you do something in your life, you feel like an idiot. You just kind of think about it, and you still kind of, But now I don't feel like that. I mean,
you want to know one of the most awkward stories I've ever had? Was I was flying, and I was like, I'd been on tour for like 4 or 5 days, flying to way different places, and so I was all tired. And so I get on the plane, and I always get the middle, you know, this is before I had any clout on any airlines. And
are you still taking Continental, or did they get bought?
Well, yeah, they haven't been around for years.
They're United now.
Yeah, I'm taking Pan Am.
What's the one in St. Louis? What was
TWA.
It called?
TWA.
No,
before that. Ozark.
I'm flying
Northwest.
Well,
they were both there at the same time, Ozark and TWA.
Yeah.
No, green and white plane.
United bought about, but it was on a United plane. And I would always get the middle seat, and, you know, I hated the flying because it was just misery, and I wanted to sleep. So I got on the plane, and then I actually got put in an exit row, and I was like, "Oh my goodness, this is amazing." And so I leaned my seat back as we took off, and all of a sudden I look up, and there's the little vent, there's stuff dripping down on my shirt. And so I take the little cotton ball pillow and I plug it, and I hit a deal, and it was kind of like coffee looking. And so I hit the little.
Wait a second. There's like coffee dripping.
Yeah, it was like this,
a
it
dark
was kind
liquid.
Of a, it was kind of a coffee with a lot of creamer. It was kind of a yellow. Ugh. Brownish. Yeah. And so I'm plugging with the pillow, and I hit my call button, and the flight attendant comes down, and I was like, "There's something coffee like dripping down." And I move it to show him, and he just stares at it. He goes, "That's not coffee." And I was like, "I don't care what it is. It's dripping down on me. That wasn't the issue. That's
yeah,
not why I hit
the button." Let's talk about this later. Yeah. What does it smell like?
And so I stand up, and the guy opens up the overhead bag. Now, this is all before 9/11. This is all before, you know, anything. And he goes to this bag, and this bag is just saturated. And he goes, "Whose bag is this?" And this lady in front, she doesn't even look over.
Oh,
no. And she just raises her hand. And he goes, "Is there any liquid in there?" She goes, "I have a big bag of breast milk in there." And she had pumped and carried this, evidently, this big bag.
Wait a second, and it looked like coffee with creamer in it?
Well, it came through the filter. It came through the air vent and stuff. It was a whitish, brownish, yellow.
What?
It looked like Slash's rainbow card.
Right.
And so it was all over my shirt. And so, and it was all over the seat.
Huh?
So they had to move me, and the only seat that was available was a middle seat between the two biggest guys on the plane. And so I'd lost my good seat. And this is the worst part. As soon as they had to wake one of them up to get up, and then and they were all happy because they were big guys and they had the middle seat open, so they had room.
Yeah.
And then so they were all annoyed, and I got in, and the biggest one looks over and he looks at my shirt and he goes, and so I went, "It's breast milk." And I totally didn't even mean it, but it's all over my shirt. And he just turns and just lays his seat back and like tries. He doesn't even look at me. The, it's like,
I don't even
the rest
care.
Of time
I want to have that woman on the show.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like she's producing YooHoo.
Yeah, it was literally
the chocolate beverage
and a big bag, like a big
bag.
It
was
like it was pouring yeah. out on. Yeah, it was, yeah that was.
I thought
the worst.
You were gonna say it was a puppy up there. It was peeing.
Oh no,
it.
Yeah, no, there was. Yeah, that was probably one of the worst.
Wow,
experience
just awkward.
So bad. Yeah.
Drippy, drippy.
Because as soon as she said that, like, I kind of was fine with whatever it was in my shirt.
Everybody, we're just having a little problem at the back. It looks like someone's bag of YooHoo has...
I checked it, and it's not coffee.
We've checked it out, and one of the flight attendants has informed us that it's... like a coffee with... like a cream on there. As soon as you know what finds out, we find out what's going on, I'm going to let you know and come back to prepare the cabin for landing.
Oh, man. Dang.
Yeah, I think back at that every once in a while and kind of shudder that it was just the wrong thing to say to that.
Have you heard that John Branion story when he was on the plane and he was like in the he was at the window seat and he's got this kid. He's like 13 or whatever, this emo kid with the black hair over his face. And he's sitting on the chair with his knees up and the whole time. And just like then his mom's next to him on the aisle. Oh. And of course, Brandon just has to go to the bathroom. Not the same way. It's just like, I really got to go if I'm going to ask these people to move.
Yeah.
So he, and this kid is just kind of has his head down and everything like he's Gollum or something out of some Harry Potter thing.
Lord of the
Rings. And Branion goes, hey, I need to get up and use the restroom. And the kid looks at me and goes, why?
Oh, my gosh. Why?
And Branion was just like, just get up. Gosh.
I picture the Grudge Girl every time he tells that story.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the hair that hasn't been washed, all black, and the face. It's hilarious to hear him tell that story.
Yeah. The first time I got the very first time I ever got bumped to first class, I was so excited. And they actually, I was in the back and they came and they were like, somebody else had my seat number as well. So I, you know, thought, oh, I'm going to have to fight this. And the flight attendant came and was like, oh no, Mr. Smiley, you've been bumped. I walked up there and this guy got on the plane, the seat next to me, and he weighed honestly about 350 pounds. Really expensive suit. So he was like this big business guy. And he's sitting there and he's kind of, you know, folding over in my space, but it's still first class. So I'm excited. And they were showing the movie Rudy. Or no, Radio. They were showing the movie Radio. And it gets to the end.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah. This guy who looked like a business guy had it all together. He starts crying and he's blubbering and he's shaking and he's sobbing uncontrollably. And he puts his hand on my leg and it's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This has got to be awkward for you. And I was on the window, like mashed up against the window, like Garfield. He had to be like, I'm guessing 350.
Wow.
But he was shaking both our seats. So my whole first class deal was just run.
I'm sorry.
But he's apologizing.
I'm sorry.
He's apologizing. Yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry, dude. I love this movie. This movie is great.
But I mean, I've never seen a guy sob like that.
Cuba gonna do that.
Dang, dude. What happened?
What happened in the movie? What was the big? He was like,
I don't even remember because I
mentally challenged guy.
He was being like made fun of.
I think
of
at the end, like
a challenge, and then he like
shark ate him. I don't know. I don't remember.
Does
what are some?
Because the coach, the football team, or something. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Was he like an assistant coach?
I think he was like a trainer.
Wasn't he like the manager?
Yeah, like
the manager,
water boy,
or something.
Or that may have been Waterboy.
That's a good thing to talk about, though. What movies make you guys cry?
Rudy.
Really?
I've never seen that. Ugh. I still have never seen that movie.
Rudy. At the end, they carry him off the field. And just the fact that it's a true story.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. The only, because I don't cry, but the only movie that I actually cried at, and this used to actually hack off a lot of.
Are you doing a bit?
No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
Toy Story 3.
No, that's the bit, but Babe. I don't know
the
why.
The pig movie?
But when the pig closed the gate and he just said, that'll do, pig, I don't know why, because I don't know, because nothing was going on in my life at that time. And I just, and I was watching it by myself, and I actually cried.
And really?
See, my ex used to get on to me about not crying. She was always like, why don't you cry? And so I actually was like trying to take a photo of me crying because I was by myself, and so I could send it to her like, look, it happened. But yeah, but I don't know why. That's the only movie that ever made me cry.
Yeah, I'm glad you opened up about that, Bob.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You feel good. Better? Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what makes me cry? When Derek died on Grey's Anatomy. That just made me
maybe we can bring, what was that? We can have Aaron play the audio of that, of your wife's of your wife Susan's reaction to that
from last week's
from
episode.
Last week's episode.
Oh. Freight's phone is up. Is it poos?
It's poos.
Put her on.
Yeah, put her on.
Oh, put her on.
Put her on speakerphone.
Yeah,
put her on
speakerphone.
Yeah. Yeah.
He whacked his glasses.
Whack me. You were my. Hey, poos.
Hey.
Hey, you're on potty break.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dak Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show. We want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
Hello?
Fantastic.
What?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
You are. You're on potty break right now. We're recording an episode here in Florida. So what are you doing?
Watching Grey's Anatomy.
Watching Grey's Anatomy. Really? Is it? Is that
Derek,
as good?
Derek just died.
Who died?
Derek.
Derek. So sad. Derek.
Are you crying?
I'm so sad.
Sorry for anyone who hasn't seen the end of Grey's Anatomy.
Well, spoiler alert.
He was helping people.
Okay. I'm actually really serious that you're really on potty break.
Oh. Thank you, God, that she just called.
Tim said, thank you, God, that she just called.
That's not funny.
It is funny.
Quite funny. Don't cry, Mom.
Okay, well, you know, go get you some ice cream.
A cheese stick.
And that'll make it all better.
I'm not hungry. I'm crying.
Oh, okay. Well,
wow.
I don't really know what to say right now. Well, I'm sorry that he died, but it's a show, you know. So.
I know, but I feel like I know these people.
Okay. All right. Okay, so they know this. Our listeners know this was not planned. So you can't make this stuff up.
This was worth the whole.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
for those of you that are still listening.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you go, and I'll call you back when we're done. Okay.
Obviously, no one there on the potty break has ever watched Grey's Anatomy, or you would not be laughing.
How'd he die?
I think he gets stabbed with a pole
or
something.
Tim wants to know how he died.
He was helping people that was in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were all fine and they were going to the hospital, then a semi ran into his car.
That's the same thing. That's probably the same writer as Downton Abbey, where Matthew died.
Oh, yeah,
they finally
Matthew
had a baby, and he
hit by a semi? Yeah,
no, but he dies in a car wreck. I'm like, oh, come
Didn't
on.
Didn't that happen on ER, too?
It's like, you know, every show.
Yeah, every medical show.
Well, why do they do that? Everything's okay. A soap opera.
I didn't know you guys were busy. So.
Well, we're doing the potty break right now. So yeah.
Tell her that we're brainstorming a new business.
We're brainstorming a new business. Caleb wants us to open up a cheese stick factory.
Company.
Company.
There we go.
There it is. There it is. She's back. She's back.
She loves me.
So anyway, so you'll get to hear yourself on the episode. So,
oh my goodness.
Crying about Derek.
You're serious?
I told you we were on potty break when I answered. So,
I didn't think that I was.
Well, you are. So,
oh my gosh, I sound like an idiot.
Yeah, but you're my idiot, and I love you.
Aww. Oh, that's so sweet.
Precious. See, this is what happens when you leave your wife alone and don't do a job like that.
Oh man.
You and Heather need to get together and cry on each other's shoulders or something.
We were together this weekend.
Yeah, oh, they were together. They were. Yeah, that's right. So
yep. And a big play.
Goodbye.
Oh my
that
gosh.
That was so genius. That didn't
that's
that
the height of the
podcast.
Because
sometimes
break.
We do these podcasts and I think like, okay, how are we gonna end this up? And then she calls.
It was too
and
perfect.
It may have been the best.
It was one too
of the,
perfect.
Because that's another thing we need to think about is like we get to show 50, maybe doing a best of.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
So we need to remember that.
Almost halfway there. Oh, I will not forget. No,
your
one
mom
will
calls
forget.
In and just she's just blubbering over Grey's Anatomy and this guy died. And
we listened back to it together.
He was yesterday. Helping people.
Did you hear what Aaron did at the end of the episode?
Yes,
when he pieced it
my
all
mom,
together.
My
like
mom,
a montage.
We're at Gulf Shores and she was on the beach yesterday, and she was, you know, we have this tent set up, you know, for shade, and we're all kind of sitting there. And she's got my brother's phone up, just up on her chest. You know how you do that, and you listen to the phone. And so that's how she was listening to the podcast. But that's how I heard.
Oh, she was listening
Susan.
To the podcast
yeah,
on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. So, and we listened to.
When's Susan's part coming up?
And it was great. She called
it a special moment.
It was very special.
You know what I cried at was the end of The Office.
Really?
The American Office.
The
when Michael left.
Oh, at the airport?
Well, it wasn't quite the end, but...
At the airport?
Just that last episode.
Yeah.
With him.
It was just the whole thing, because, I mean...
When Jim knew he was going to leave early, remember that? Oh, it was tough. Because you know that they're actually... You're going to let it go?
No, not right
now. Waterworks?
Oh, that'd be
no.
so great. Come on.
No, that was
you know
really
the pain that Michael went through. I mean, honestly.
Shut up. No, but then it was that. Fine after, you know, the last two seasons when it wasn't as good
so
anymore.
So what part, like,
when he burned
it would have been the gym part.
Goes,
it would have been that
you,
part
you're leaving
the day?
You're
leave
leaving
early.
The day. You're leaving the day, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you can rough. Tell, you know, that it's the last scene and they're going to. They're not working together anymore, and all they've been together, you know, all they've been through
was rough.
Dang, I mean, and
well,
because
like
they
a,
don't know if the first season is going to be canceled or not. And you're like,
yeah.
What was the last movie that you cried at?
You know that In and Out, Inside and
Inside Out, the
inside
one that we
out,
talked about
yeah.
last week.
I had a lump in my throat the whole time. I should have just let go and cried like a baby. Like a little baby. Drinking Yoo-Hoo out of a bag.
I cried at the end of MASH.
Yeah.
When MASH,
really?
The very last episode,
oh, yeah.
and they had torn down all the tents, and they
he left
the
a
helicopter,
yeah.
and it says goodbye.
I yeah. cried a few times. I know it's not a movie, but it was Scrubs, the TV show
oh,
Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, that's what a lump in my
They did
throat.
Like some musical thing where yeah. somebody was dying of cancer, and they just is so beautiful.
It was the creator of Cheers.
Really?
It was the, yeah, Glenn Charles, I think it was. And
yeah.
then, and it looked like everything was going to be fine at the very end. It was like, but mm-hmm. this is real life. And he didn't make it. And yeah, he had the cough. And is that the episode you're talking about?
This was, I think it was a woman and she was battling cancer
oh,
or something
no,
like
I
that.
No, I laughed through the whole thing of that episode.
Did you?
No, I'm just kidding. No,
I can go back. I can name a bunch. A Brian song.
Ooh,
remember Brian's
yeah.
song back with James Caan? I'm going to go back. This young people, this is, check it out. Brian's song with James Caan, that made me cry. Something for Joey. Remember that movie? Something for Joey. It's about a kid who's who has, I think it's his older brother, went to Penn State, but he ended up getting sick and dying. and The Wiz. That made me cry with Diana Ross. Diana Ross makes me cry.
She was awesome in that.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
There's a movie called Phenomenon with John Travolta.
Oh, yeah. See that one?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Cried.
I had no idea when we went and saw that. I had no idea where it was going.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
really sweet movie.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
Did you ever do
crazy.
That when you're watching a movie and you feel like crying, but you're like, these guys aren't the real people. I mean, they're just going
to talk yourself
they're gonna
out of
cut
it.
And go have a sandwich. They're not, you know.
Right.
Try to talk yourself out of it. Just let go.
Lunch break.
Yeah, let it go. Just cry. Did you ever do this? Did you ever cry when you're a kid and you're in your bedroom and you watch yourself in the mirror crying?
Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, last month.
And you're like turning your head.
And you do the heaving where you're
I hate you.
You talk in spurts. Yeah.
We used to cry like that as kids. How come we don't do that anymore?
I think we know what it looks like.
We're too jaded.
You think so?
And maybe we're in better shape. So we're in a little, like,
they
breathe better.
Maybe our lungs are full. Yeah. Lung capacity.
I don't know.
Feels good to cry. Just let it, you know, let it happen.
Come on, Caleb.
The movie that I saw most recently that I don't think I quite cried, but I almost cried at was Room.
Room.
Did you see Room?
I've heard of it.
Did you see Room, Bob?
Explain
it.
No,
I didn't see it.
Room is about a girl who was kidnapped when she was, I think, 16 by this guy who was older, like 40 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he put her in the shed in his backyard and kept her for how many?
I just read about this.
And didn't she have children?
That's a true story.
Didn't she have children by him?
I think it might be, yes. So he would come in once a week, once a day, something, and they would engage in affairs. And then she ended up having a son. And at this point, when the movie starts, her son is 5. Mm-hmm. And so that's all he's ever known is this room. And you don't see outside of the room until like an hour into the movie. And you don't really know what's going on unless you've... And I never saw a preview. I just heard about it.
Yeah.
And so he would come in and she would call him like the bad man or something to her son. And he would come in and give her groceries like once a week. And she would make her son go to bed so that he never had to see the guy. And she wouldn't let the guy talk to him. Well, this room was like the size of like smaller than a bedroom, the entire complex, but they just called it Room. And that's all he knew it as. And he saw inanimate objects as real objects and talked to them like they were real. So he would say, good night, toilet, good night, refrigerator, good night, all these things. And so, anyway, she comes up with this plan. He ends up getting out. And then whenever they're rescued, he asks to go back to Room. And he says he wants to go back there.
Who?
So now I don't have to see the movie.
You don't.
You just save me $12.
And live there again because that's all he ever
knew.
And she is just like, no, you don't understand. Like, outside of the room is real life. And he's like, no, it's not. That's real life. And it's just like, oh my God. Whenever he's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Did you feel that way whenever you got out of your parents' house? Is that when you.
Like, yes.
You wanted to go back to the basement? And
that was exactly it. The unfinished basement with the curtains.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't miss that. Yeah.
Great room.
Great free food.
Yeah.
No, not the unfinished basement with the curtains.
Well, do we want to do some questions?
Sure. You got some questions?
Yeah, I got a bunch of questions, actually.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
If you could open for any Christian band.
If open for a Christian band?
Yeah,
I guess you just asked your favorite,
favorite
band.
Yeah, perform.
Honey Tree.
Okay.
I like Honey Tree. I would say somebody just really retro, like Randy Stonehill or somebody I really love.
I'd say Alice Cooper.
He's Christian. Oh, Christian, yeah.
Yeah. I almost got to do a show with him on Halloween. They do a big
thing.
For Orphanage, and I was already booked, but they asked me, if you didn't go into comedy, what would your job be?
Yeah. I still don't know. Sometimes I come up with ideas of what I would do if I wasn't. I'd like to be a music writer, like for not Rolling Stone, but like I'd like to write about a music journalist.
Blogs, like blogs about new records and new bands. And,
yeah.
I think I would actually.
You'd be good at that.
I would start a mowing company because I was so successful. Yeah, I mean,
what would you call
it? Much money. Well. I tell this on stage, but it's totally true. We had a mowing company called Smiley Brothers Mowing Company. We give you mower for your money. And in high school,
good.
Yeah. And in high school, every widow that owned a farm, which was, you know, every farm, thought that was the cutest thing ever. And so we hired, so we mowed like 28, 29 yards during the summer and just cleaned up. And I think if we, you know, if I use my kids and stuff and we went around and started a mowing company, I think we could make bukus of money. Because I mean, people, I mow my own lawn, but everybody else pays for it. And now they're making like $80 a lawn and it's not big a lawn.
I know a guy who just graduated high school who is not going to college because he started a mowing company and it turned into a landscaping business. Yeah. And now he's the owner. And everyone that works for him is significantly older than him. And they have multiple trucks, multiple equipment. Like, he's making a ton of money.
Well, Tony from Supertones, that's what he did. Like, whenever they were going to disband, he went and started a landscaping
There's
company.
There's a lot of money in that.
Yeah.
Real well. Here's a question that I'm going to kind of change, but has something ever gone wrong or something unplanned happened while we were on stage?
Mm-hmm.
I was in Rockdale. This last weekend, and there was this interpreter, and so I was just going strong, and she was keeping up and everything, but then seamlessly I just went into, can I just be honest for a second? This comedian is really good looking. I'm very attracted to him, you know, and she's signing it like it's perfect. Like she's going along with perfect. I'm like, how can you be this funny and be this good looking? And then I just stop, and there's a long pause. And she just freezes, and then she looks back up at me, but only then did she get what she had signed the whole time. But I had her say like four or five sentences, and the place went crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And so I looked at my watch to see how long they were going to laugh, because they were big laughers and stuff. They laughed a minute and 38 seconds solid from me just standing there, just laughed. And that's a long time for laughs.
That is a long time.
And, yeah, so that was kind of an unplanned, like really cool thing that, that happened on stage.
Yeah. Your Canadian tuxedo, was that unplanned today or was that planned?
My Canadian,
We're going to talk about
totally
that.
It was totally unplanned.
That's one of the things unplanned that's happened a few times. It's like we'll get these ladies that laugh.
Yeah.
And then they'll do the.
Yeah.
And they keep, you know, that whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Where then I'll just go out in the audience and I'll take the mic and I'll put it right in their face and it just explodes.
That's funny because it knocks
everybody down.
Yeah. It knocks down the wall between you and, you know, between them and the stage. You just jump down from the front of the stage. Everybody's like, he's coming among us. What's going to happen?
I was in Brownwood 2 weeks ago and there was a girl down the front and she snorted like a pig, like honestly like a pig. She knew it. And I was like, you really need to get that pig looked at. And she was like, my dad's a vet, and I was like, no way. And he stood up in the back. He was a big dude, and he was like, it's true, I am. And I was like, well, not a very good one. That would sound sick. And I mean, the place just fell. And it was just, you know, this great, like, it's gold when that happens.
Wasn't that at Second Baptist Houston when
the seagull?
Yeah.
Remember?
She was laughing like
it was kind of like
some kind of bird, like maybe
like
a seagull
bird and something. And they had like a little dustpan and a broom.
Yeah.
And you went out there and you made her. She came. You said, no, come out here. Come in the aisle.
Like
and
I was
you made
sweeping
her
up.
Come out in the aisle. You went into her seat and acted like you were
sweeping up
so
poop.
Great.
Yeah. I had a kid years
that
ago.
That was great.
Kid years ago that came up to me in a signing line and he was kind of doing this with his teeth and it looked like fake teeth.
Yeah.
You know, like those Uncle Buck teeth we used to have.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, ah, nice teeth, man. And he just looks at me like. He turns away and he walks off.
Oh,
you know, it but they were like sticking over his bottom lip.
There's nothing you can do at that point.
No. Like, okay,
you just have to let him go.
There you go.
Okay, so Clay.
Take that one, Lord.
On the Clay
Cross. Find him afterwards and go, hey, dude. Yeah. Back he
come,
there.
He's going to come back in 10 years. I'm Syndrome.
Yeah, he's going to come on.
Remember you made fun of my teeth, funny boy?
I am Bucky Beaver. I was one of the worst moments on stage was on the Clay Cross tour. This is one of those moments where I shudder. But I was doing merch stuff, and they were really wanting me to pitch the hats because the hats weren't selling. And so the manager was like, "Dude, make fun of bald people. So you know, tell them they need a hat." And so I'm doing that. I point to this guy, and this guy, he's enthusiastic. I'm like this guy right here, he needs a, you know, and I forget what jokes I had, bald jokes then, and he's like, yeah, and I'm like, yeah, that's right. And so I kind of start picking on, okay, I wasn't a comic at this point, like I just got thrust on this tour, you know, and the rest of the crowd just goes silent, and but he's laughing, and everybody else, I just feel this hatred, and I go, and then finally, before we take our intermission, we've been honoring a lot of the Special Olympics. We've asked a lot of the athletes here we'll stand up, and it was that guy.
No.
And everybody, like, that was his whole family and all his friends around there. And so they thought I was purposely picking on this kid because he had, you know, problem. And I was like, oh, I flopped, sweated off. I just walked off the stage. I didn't even dismiss him for.
Yeah.
And I cringe that's sometimes tough. At night thinking about that. I didn't know. Like, it was totally innocent. Yeah. But yeah, that was one of the horrible moments.
I mean, people have in the past, you know, yelled out at in the shows. And then, but after a couple of times, you kind of figure, okay, something like they're like maybe mentally challenged or something like that, where you just have to go on with your act. Yeah. You can't really.
Well, it's nice whenever they're more towards the front where the stage wash kind of hits them so you can see them. So it's not like yells coming from the abyss where you don't really know who it is.
Right.
I had a kid with Tourette's at a youth deal, and they put him in the front row, which, you know, I mean, I was able, but his Tourette's was, he would scream. And he would do it like every 45 seconds. And so I had to time my show. And I was fine to do it because, you know, I wanted him to enjoy the show and he was laughing. But I had to time my punchlines where I would see him getting ready to scream and then I would have like pause. And, you know, so I had to slow down my show, which was actually good for me to do anyway. But yeah, that was really.
I was doing a show awkward. At like some youth group basement of a church, you know, 100 kids. And it was going okay or whatever. But I remember this was, gosh.
Probably February.
20 years ago. 20 some years ago. And I just did something. There was a little bit of silence. This kid in the front, he goes, "You suck."
Whoa. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I was touring.
Okay, thanks for the input.
I don't know why now I'm always remembering all these horrible
thumbs up.
But I was doing, Winterfest in Arlington, which is a big deal. It's like a big Church of Christ deal. And it was the first time I was on tour with Supertones. And it was the first time, like, a lot of my friends that I went to college with, they'd become youth leaders and they were going to get to see me. And I got there and they had really booked me because they didn't want me. They just wanted the tour. But so they knocked my time down to 5 minutes, and the guy goes up. Yeah, and the guy goes up, and he goes, and it's like 2,000 kids. He goes, "You guys ready for the Supertones?" And everybody's like, "Whoa!" And he goes, "Well, first we got somebody that's going to warm you up. Please welcome." Yeah, and he goes, "Please
but
welcome."
First.
Yeah, and all he says is, "Please welcome Bob." No, last name, no. He's a comedian, no. He's on tour with nothing. And I walk out, and a kid, that's what made me remember it, this kid goes, "You suck." And I go, "Yes, I do. But I have 4.5 minutes left, and I'm going to tell you about my grandmother." And it was just miserable. But it was, and super. I mean, nobody wanted to sit and listen to me when they were ready for the Supertones. And
It's just. To me, it feels like an odd environment to throw a comedian in, too.
Yeah.
If I go to a show, I don't want to see a comic.
That whole tour was miserable because we were playing warehouses and, you know, like nobody wanted to hear me at all. And I had to go up there and for like 10 minutes try to get them to listen and then do a Food for the Hungry pitch, you know, and it was just.
Wow.
Then you're that guy that's talking about
something. That's why you're my hero.
Yeah.
Why were Bob's my hero.
Were you doing the Countryman mic thing back then too?
No, I was doing handheld.
So what brought that on?
I got to a church in McMinnville, Tennessee.
A Countryman mic, everybody, is one that you put over your ear, and it's just like a little mic that goes over your mouth. And
it costs $12.
You don't hold a mic.
It's like what a lot of pastors use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was in McMinnville, Tennessee, and they didn't have a handheld mic, and they had a lapel mic.
Yeah.
But it was such a cheap lapel mic that the clip had broken, so I had to hold the mic like a tiny little microphone and lean down. And so I'm sitting there doing that, and I found that I liked using my hands, even though I had a little, you know, microphone in my first lapel mic. It was a lapel mic, yeah. It was like I was a giant speaking into this tiny little...
It's like a Tic Tac. That's how big it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds like
awful.
A Jerry Lewis kind of thing.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. And it was very conservative. And the guy even told me, he said... I'm bringing you in, and these kids are very conservative. They've never had any kind of entertainment in this church building, and they're having a hard
time.
We've
never let them out of this room.
Yeah, and he said
they're in room.
They're in room.
They're in room. And they didn't. They didn't laugh at all. And then this acapella band called AVB. I was supposed to do 45 minutes, and I'd done my whole, like every joke I'd written, because this is, you know, again, first year, and I'd done about 33 minutes, and I was flop sweating. And so I go, "Well, guys, I mentioned Romans. Let's read the scripture." And
for
so,
real?
Yeah, because I had to stall. I was supposed to do 45 minutes, so I get my Bible and I set it on the stool. This is how nervous I was. Again, first year, I start flipping through. You know, like you know,
you
Matthew, Mark,
Romans.
Luke, John, Acts, and leather Romans. It's the best part of the song, and I could not remember where Romans was. And I'm flipping, and I go, "Well, first, let's pray." And so I get everybody to bow their heads, and I realize I am just rambling in this prayer because I'm flipping through the Bible, and you can hear the pages turning, and I'm holding this tiny microphone, and I finally just bail. I go, "You know what, guys? You guys all know the Bible better than me. You know where Romans is. Please welcome AVB." And AVB was just on the side of the stage and just eyes big as saucers, and they just walked up. No applause.
Acapella vocal band.
Yeah,
that
acapella
sounds
vocal band. Yeah. And oh my gosh. And then I got to watch them bomb in that church. Yeah.
Dang.
But I liked having my hands to move my hands a little bit. This is the first time I wasn't holding like this big mic. And so the next show I tried a Countryman and then I was hooked.
So do you request a Countryman everywhere you go? That's the verbiage you use?
Yeah. Well, I say a Countryman E6 or cheek mic. And if you don't have that, I can use a handheld if you want the show to suck.
Look at you with all the terms.
I know.
You even say E6.
Uh-huh. I throw that in there for the lesson.
Because I didn't know until a couple of years ago that Countryman is just a brand.
It's a brand
name. It's
not
actually
name.
What the mic.
It's like Kleenex.
Yeah. So I wouldn't ask for tissue. I would ask for, you know, Kleenex
or what are other brands?
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody knows what Countryman means. That's just kind of the industry standard.
Kleenex and what are the other ones? There's other ones.
What, Band-Aids?
Clorox. Clorox makes some tissue.
Do they?
Yeah.
Puff.
Oh, I said,
Puff.
Oh, Puff.
There's Puff made by Kleenex.
Great value.
Go, that's the kind that we
Walmart.
Have. Or we have
Walmart.
Great
value. It's Walmart. Yeah. Great value.
We have Hampton Inn and...
Yeah,
we do, actually.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Jury Inn.
La Quinta. A lot of
La Quintas. We've got a phone call from a new character.
Oh,
you want to see who that is?
Yep. Who is it?
You ask.
Oh, who is it, Tim?
Hey, it's the Kia man. What's up, man?
Hey. What's IKEA man's name?
IKEA man. I just, you know, calling in. How you guys doing, man? I was at the Whole Foods just hanging out in the free Wi-Fi, just looking at some of the stuff in IKEA I'm really pumped about. They've got the new Furkantic. It's like a light bulb, but it looks, it's really cool. The Grinkula. It's like a table with, it's like a sink, but now you need to check it out, man. It's for real. They've got a Gruntal Nervkindin. Really cool too. You want to check that out? There's a new sofa. It's called a Dagstorp, and it's exceptional. So you can do different things with it. It's so cool. I'm just really ticked off right now. I don't know if you can tell that. The Olive Bar at this Whole Foods is really lacking, and I'm just kind of. I was wanting a meatball, but you know IKEA's not open until a little later. So, but I was on their website, and I'm telling you, the Flardful. It's like a candle that's blowing my mind right now. Have you checked it out, Caleb?
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's really cool. I mean, they have different flavors and scents. They've got a red one that smells like a berry. They've got a yellow one that's like a banana melon. And they've got like a gray one. It's more like a citrusy. You know, it's like, it almost makes you feel like you're on like a boat dock in Sweden. But I'm telling you, man, IKEA, a big win. I mean, on the Knutstorp, it's like a chair where you lay on it and it fits your body. Like, why has no one made a chair like the Knutstorp? You know? But I don't know. I was just excited about it. I listened to your show, and it's IKEA, man, and it's pretty cool. I'll be going to the Trader Joe's later because they've got a cheese section that's just nailing it, man.
Freight, you should check that out.
Oh, I was going to tell Freight about that. their cheese section at Trader Joe's is just nailed. And it's really
nails.
So later on, I just want to say hi and shake it easy. All right.
All right.
All right. Wow, man, that was.
And I just tell James, he owes me. James owes me a dollar, and he came up to me and I was at IKEA, right? And, he's like, IKEA man, I need a dollar. I'm like, give me a dollar. Because they've got some Kvelta fish on sale and some cinnamon rolls. I was like, James, I need a dollar. You a dollar? So bye. Go see you, bye.
Oh, bye, IKEA,
wow,
man.
That was IKEA, man.
I miss him already.
Oh, gosh, James.
Man, where?
Do we want to explain James?
Do
for
we
all
know
the
his
listeners?
Phone number? So we
James,
can...
you, how do you explain James? My friend James. I don't.
Oh,
that is James. He's onion. He's an onion man. He's got so many layers.
Okay. IKEA man is an exaggerated version of James.
You think? Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. All I thought of.
Oh, yeah.
The olive bar is lacking.
Oh, my gosh. It's just nails, man. The cheese is just nails.
What is nails? What was the nails? Oh, the cheese section at Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's.
I like IKEA, man, because he's like into the hip, kind of hipster locations.
Right.
You know? So. Right.
But he's the guy that's like, well, so I found it first. Like, yeah. You know, they put it on the commercial, but like I was there before the commercial
it's
was
like
there.
A hole in the wall, and they're not trying to be cool. They're just who they,
they
are.
They just are. Like, yeah. Just the vibes, man. Just the vibes.
Just
that they
natural.
Carry.
They're earthy. They're
earthy,
like,
good.
You know, yeah.
How we doing on time?
Hey, I'm going to give a shout out to Ashley Grover's daughter.
Yeah.
She's at a children's hospital in Dallas, and she's a...
That's a song by Kings of Leon. What's her name?
Ashley Grover.
Ashley Grover's daughter. Hell, man.
Yeah.
So, Ashley Grover's
anyway,
daughter.
Anyway, they're watching and laughing right now.
I'm Ashley Grover's daughter.
That was Neil Young. Go ahead. What else?
And then anyway...
Ashley Grover.
Can't stop laughing. Somebody wants to know why they can't sleep. The girl's name is Jasmine. So mm-hmm. Jasmine Grover.
Grover was a great Sesame Street character.
Oh, yeah. Super Grover?
Super Grover.
One of my heroes.
Super Grover.
Well,
and then you
Michael Jr.
Well, this is the portion of our show, as Michael Jr. says.
Kermit, have you seen my chickens?
Oh.
Whoa,
Freight.
That's Gonzo.
That's
Kermit. Have you seen my chickens?
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
He has emerged.
I don't know, Gonzo.
Where have you been?
I don't know.
Why have we done a whole podcast?
You know.
My gosh.
That was one of my favorite characters, Gonzo.
Yeah. Gonzo was more later on, though. That was one of the later characters.
Yeah.
But,
Grover was like the main one.
Miss Piggy?
Early.
I like...
I used to do Miss Piggy. I can't do it anymore.
Do what?
No, go ahead.
No, I can't do it anymore.
No, it was really good.
Come on, eat some cheese and give it a try.
It was not good. That's why you're trying to get
me to
do it.
You know what's funny is when you first dove into that, I saw you doing it, and then you stopped like 2 seconds in, and I saw like... just the physical, just the disappointment on your face. Like, I used to have it.
He looked like Wile E. Coyote when he runs off a cliff.
Yeah, I don't have it anymore.
It hangs there, and then his body goes down, then his neck, and then his head. So he's kind of hanging there.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, nope, not today.
Nada.
But we still heard it.
I can do Gonzo.
Because we have headphones on.
Ah, beat drop.
What is
Gonzo?
What is happening?
That's an animal. That's an animal.
What is that?
Yeah. Ah, beat drop.
And he loves animals that talk, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does. We need to start a new segment, and it's Voices with Freight.
Yeah.
And we just throw you characters, and you do all the voices. And then we can get Robert on here, and you guys can tag team and have conversations. No.
The only one I can do is Donald Trump. You're fired.
That's good.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
You did a good job, but you're fired.
You remember when you tried to do that Australian accent in the Whataburger in Houston?
I remember when I nailed the Australian.
Tim was nailing it, and it was really funny. And I was taking a video, and then I panned over to you. I wish I still had that video.
But his was funnier because it was such
Instagram.
A fail.
Right,
it was so bad.
It was
that
so
was,
bad.
It was.
Do an Australian accent for us. Actually, Tim, you do one.
All right.
You put me in the spot there. No,
like the Wiggles.
The Wiggles, yeah. Hey, everybody. Hey, we're going to do, all right, first we're going to do a hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, hot potato, mush banana, mush banana. We're doing mush banana.
Remember the Wiggles getting mad?
The angry Wiggles.
No,
angry
it's totally Wiggles. Unprofessional. You don't mush a banana like that. The kids are going to know you're not moshing the banana like that. Kyle spaghetti.
Oh, that's so good. We're in that hotel.
What are we on right now?
I'll never forget.
This is a FaceTime Live or Facebook Live.
We have any
Facebook
viewers? Live.
We have a ton of viewers.
Really?
Todd Jurasicki and Lee Greenleaf.
Read them in your Australian accent.
Blimey, we've got Matthew Simmers. We've got
My gosh.
We've got we got someone throwing a shrimp on the Bobby. We have Lee Bobby. That's right.
The Bobby?
On the Bobby.
Oh, you laugh because it's such a good accent.
On the Bobby.
Oh, I'm nailing it.
Hey, at least I nailed Gonzo and Animal.
No, you're getting closer. You got to do your mouth more openly.
It's more
that,
nasally.
Hopefully.
Yeah, crikey.
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 Oh, we talked about Ashley Grover.
Grover?
That was a Scottish. Yeah.
Talking about Ashley Grover. Ooh, Ashley Grover, Australia.
Oh, Tina. And I traveled with Australians. Yeah. So I know what
Tina.
I'm talking about.
That was good, Tina.
Tina
that
Dean.
Was good. Yeah, Tina.
Tina Dean.
He kind of looks Saskets. Like he could be Australian, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he does. Until he starts doing his Australian accent.
Until he starts talking like...
Yeah,
like I could be Aussie. An Australian mute.
That was pretty good.
Mute was good.
Mute.
Mute.
Yeah. Mute.
Yeah.
Mute.
Yeah.
Australian mute. Yeah, good on ya.
He could be like
good
on ya.
Mush banana.
He kind of reminds me of Crocodile Dundee's sidekick. You know, the old guy that was...
Mm-hmm. The muscular guy, yeah.
yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Hey, did you do your 200 push-ups?
I did. I actually did 210, and I do want to thank, shout out... to Caleb for challenging me to get back into that because I've only been doing 100 a day.
But I did drop the ball on you eating late.
Yeah, you
but
did.
But you are a grown man, so I can't babysit you.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
And it's super late, so I haven't eaten since it's like 10 minutes ago.
Well, maybe if you just maybe dedicated more of your life to the Lord, you wouldn't be.
Wow.
Oh, I spent most of my time reading the Bible
own,
today, so that's
your
why.
Own
wow.
Just desires and full, you know.
Well, Tim bought a Bible, so
you're I did.
Mm. Oh, gosh. That was, oh, man.
It's a good story.
That was
a good story, and we keep it real here on the Potty Break.
Oh yeah,
I think that's what I've always. If I don't know what to say, I say, hey, look, I'm kind of uncomfortable. I don't know what to say, but I want to say the right thing.
I think they respect that more than you just like being dishonest and getting weird and uncomfortable and acting like they're not human beings.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah, because I'm not. I don't really. I don't know. I mean, I think love is the, right?
Love's the answer.
Okay, that's the dumbest thing ever. Love is the right. Right? Am I right? Yeah, Tim, you're right. Love is the right.
What the world needs now
is love. Yeah.
Is love.
Yeah. My question is, sweet question.
Love is in the air.
How, like, I don't know.
An angel of comedy tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's just dropping in and just dropping comedy bombs on this show. And I love it.
Please
keep doing that, you big, wonderful man.
So my question is, like, how far is too far before we start, like, offensively catering to their life choices? Like, rather than just being normal, like, oh, thanks so much, thanks for your service. We're like, I don't know how to...
Thank a transgender for their service?
Like, for somebody that's working at Barnes & Noble, or like this is such a new thing that I don't know how to be just normal about it and not feel how you're feeling. You know what I mean?
Right. I do.
So well, are we supposed to just accept it and just like, yep, you are who you are, and not feel weird and just, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, what is our place? I think it's...
Right. That's my question.
You know what? I think Jesus hung out with some people that we would have been like, I don't know about that. I really don't know about that. I think that's
who he hung out with.
Yeah.
Those are the people he hung out with.
People who are, you know, outcasts or maybe don't fit in. You know what? It's like, that's where I'm at on a lot of those issues. It's like, just, man, just go to God, dude. Just God is all that matters. Just introduce people to him as best as possible, and love. That's the currency, man.
Yeah. And I don't want to treat people like a project, and I know they don't want to treat like that either. So I don't want to see somebody as like, oh, you're gay, so I'm going to intentionally reach out to you more than I would this other person whom is obviously not. Or, you know, I don't want to just cater to those people because of their quote unquote issues or whatever I see as an issue. And that was kind of where my original question stemmed from. Was like,
I think God is faithful. And I think if we're, you know, just really open and seeking him, I think that he will make us just give us the right things to say and the right things to do and learn how to love anyway. I think if we do it on our own, I've fallen on my face many times trying to do it on my own efforts and trying to come up with cool arguments or cool ways to, whatever.
Yeah.
I just think that God is faithful and he loves everybody and he knows everything. And you know, I just feel, you know, he is love and we can't love without him. So
well, you know, I started reading the Ragamuffin Gospel today. Mm-hmm. You know, how old that book?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
80s, Brennan Manning.
Brennan Manning.
He's not alive anymore, is he?
He died 3 years ago.
Wow.
So, you know, just today I was reading that, and you know what? It's talking about, you know, grace, and, you know, the people that Jesus hung out with were not the people that the Pharisees and Sadducees said they were offended he was hanging out with them, but he didn't want to hang out with the Pharisees because they were all wrapped up in themselves and the law and everything else, you know? So I think those people, the people that are the ones that today you look, that people tend to look down on, those are the ones Jesus would be with.
Yeah.
That's exactly
where he hangs out. He really does. And I think that's so revealing about who we are, how we think we have it all together. And Caleb and I were talking about this before. It's like we really have it all together. Those people, they're the ones that really need. It's not us.
I mean, everything I read today,
it's like, oh, you know, God, what? It's like
grace
John
is
the
for
Baptist.
You, grace is for me, grace is for Caleb,
that's
grace
right.
for Bob, and grace for all those people.
That's right.
And it's no different. That grace is no different than for them as it is for us. It's just different situations you find yourself in life, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a question that they just ask is, what's your favorite like scripture that you go to?
I'll tell you what's blowing me away. I just read it today. I'm crucified with Christ and yet I live. You know, that's just, and it's sometimes it's like you have to go through things to, when a scripture really comes alive, when we die to ourselves, when we really, it's when we, realize our weaknesses. It says, when it talks about in our, my weakness, I'm strong because of, you know, because when you're in weakness, it forces you to break down and be dependent on God.
And then that's when things really start to happen. It's like you're in the battle. I mean, a lot of Christians, I think we're just on the surface, just kind of, okay, we're taking a little bit there and there. God is a supplement to my life, you know, life applications. And that makes me, I'm a good, you know, person, and things apply God here and apply God there. No, that's not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the sword, man, the sword of the spirit. It's engagement.
Yeah.
With not only other people, but ourselves and with God. David is a great example of that. You know, freedom, just that dude, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, I think of things I've done that have been bad. I mean, he committed adultery and then he commits murder to cover up for his adultery.
He fell pretty fast.
Yeah, he fell fast, but it's like he was, you know, restored.
And he's a man after God's own heart.
Man after, I know.
Yeah. Well, and I think Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. You know, we all know that for it is by grace
but you had been saved
through faith. Well, I want to make sure I get it right. Through faith, and this is not from yourselves, is the gift of God. So it's not by works, so that no one can boast. And then verse 10, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
Yeah.
Mine lately has been in James, where it says it's got like a guy looks in the mirror and then walks away and forgets what he looked like. Yeah. And just, you know, especially the last, you know, year of all the stuff that's going on, it's like I had to remind myself of that I'm, you know, God's child more than anything, not, you know, anything else that I've been piled on or been called or, you know, any of that stuff, that I look in the mirror and I'm basically just God's child to go out and spread the gospel. And that's why. So that scripture is really resonate with me.
James is one of my favorite books of the Bible.
James is amazing.
It's so crazy good.
Full of stuff.
Every sentence, and it's all applicable today.
Oh, yeah.
Like living. Yeah, it's amazing.
I like this verse. It's from the Beatles Bible, the Beatles version.
Oh, okay.
Matthew 5:14-16.
You're the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Aye, right.
Gosh. Read something in Australian. Read a verse in Australian.
Okay, give me a.
Yeah, the light of the world.
Here.
Town built on a hill.
Just
put a lamp under the shade.
Don't give me King James. Give me something I can actually.
It's NIV. Okay. Start at verse 11.
On what? What chapter? What book?
It's
this
Ephesians.
Is Bob reading the Bible in Australian.
Okay, Ephesians. I love the Old Testament. Here we go. In Australian. Okay. Therefore, remember that formerly you who are Gentiles by birth uncircumcised by those who call themselves the circumcision, which is done in the body by human hands. Remember that. Remember at that time you were separated from Christ, excluded
that was good.
From citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise. Without
now you're
hope
getting the country.
And without God in the world.
He's in the outback.
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away, I have been brought near. By the blood of Christ.
Wait, say Christ again.
Christ.
Gosh.
Oh, nailed man. And thus, that was the word of the Lord.
All right. Bob, can you log
as
us
spoken
off?
Spoken by.
Yeah.
Can Bob you log Smiley. Us off in your Australian accent?
Okay. Well, it's just been great. What did we learn? You guys like water?
Porta potty?
You like water. You like cheese and Barnes & Noble. So this has been Potty Cast. Thanks for watching.
Potty Break.
Potty Break.
Not watching. People can't. Well, I guess they're watching on
here,
Facebook Live.
All four.
On here.
Yeah, on here.
On here.
Yeah. On the O'Sally.
Beat drums.
It's all happening.
I think we give the MVP to Freight tonight.
Yeah.
He just
really
dropped
a shell.
Comedy
it's
gold.
Only taken 17 episodes, but you're finally here.
And I'm really looking forward to that. To the more that he just kind of loosens up and just kind of emerges, I think it's going to be
out of his little shell.
Interesting. I'm just going to back away.
As much cheese as he eats, he's never going to loosen up.
No. You know, I'm gonna.
Touché.
Oh, man.
That was good.
Are we good?
We're good.
Good show?
Am I supposed to eat the apple?
Aaron
will eat the apple.
Yeah, it was a good show tonight. Our show was a good show tonight.
It was a good show.
Great crowd.
It was.
Got a sold out show tomorrow night.
Love us some Colorado people. Yeah,
Loveland, awesome. And then we're heading to Casper, Wyoming.
Get some coffee tomorrow, and
so you're gonna hang out.
I want to
go.
Uber.
I want to go.
You want to go with me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't like you going Uber alone. I'm gonna be truthful with you.
Have you? Look at this right now.
The guns? Yeah, you're pushing your arm against your chest. That's why it looks bigger.
No.
You're getting big, dude.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
It's not scary big yet.
I don't really want to be scary big. I don't want to be one of those guys that's like, look at that guy.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't go in an Uber by yourself. Uber's safe.
It's good. It's cool.
Yeah,
I can understand, though. No, it's cute. You're protective of me. I really like it. I do.
Well, it's not cute.
See, and I'm his dad.
It's just cute.
Dad.
I like it. It's adorable.
It's cute, mate.
What?
It's cute.
Okay.
Cool.
We're out at Potty Break on Twitter, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We love you.
Thanks for listening. We may try to squeeze out another podcast this weekend.
We need
because things are...
We need to.
I'm going to be filming a new DVD in about 3 weeks. So... Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Busy, but we're going to keep bringing it to...
Yeah. Pumping them out.
Wait a second. IKEA man wants to say goodbye. Hello, IKEA man.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks so much, dude. I'm telling you what. These cinnamon buns are killer. I'm serious. The Swedes have nailed it, man. And totally. So they only cost like $1. $1. Thanks for listening to Potty Break, dudes.
It's the temp phone.
Everybody be quiet. It's the temp phone.
Hello. Okay. Okay. Already? All right. Okay. All right. All right, fellas. He wants the remix.
Yeah.